You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I wanted to begin by asking a little bit about the early days of Witch, and I guess of Zamrock. Zambia gained independence in late October of 1964. So the early 70s, it was an independent republic. Can you explain a little bit about the circumstances, the social environment that gave birth to the Witch?
Oh, well, one of the things is that we had influence from the Western world, because Zambia, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, we were under a federation managed by the British government. So we had one radio station based in Salisbury, Zimbabwe, and the other radio station was in Mozambique. It was Lorenzo Markish, something like that. Those were the two radio stations that most people listened to, including myself. At night when my family was sleeping, I would tune in there. There was Beat in Germany, top of the pops and things like that. That was the one part of the influence. The other influence was local. I grew up in a place called Copper Belt, Kitwe in particular. Kitwe was like the hub of the Copper Belt. We had about six towns all involved in copper mining. We had people coming to work in those copper mines from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Malawi, and Congo. So those guys came up with their cultures and traditions, including music. So our traditional music plus those influences. And then there was the incoming of the guitar. We stopped listening to just drums being played at weekends by various traditional groups. And then now we would listen to a different type of music, the pop music. And then we wanted also to play like them, which was like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Deep Purple, Grand Funk Railroad, Black Sabbath, and so many, Jimi Hendrix, James Brown. But the influences were from America, Europe, in language, in clothes. And I remember when we did a cover like American Band by Grand Funk Railroad, we just removed American and we put Zambian. We are a Zambian band. We come into your town.
I love that so much.
Yes. And those were some of the influences that we had. From traditional, rhythmically, we sounded African. But in terms of chords, it was primary chords, scales, the same African scales, pentatonic and things like that. So most of the songs were like that. Guitarists wanted to sound like guitarists of the Western world. But we were Africans, so there was this fusion which gave birth to Zamrock. And even Zamrock, we didn't know it was Zamrock. We had experimented with different names, Zambiano, and things like that. Being the influence of Italian in the Catholic churches, which were dominant in my country. So we wanted to sound sometimes like Italian Zambiano music and things like that. But in the end, a certain friend of ours, he was a physician, but he also did part-time DJing on national radio. That's the guy that came up with he was saying, what kind of music do you guys play? Things like, and we said all sorts of things. Then he said, why don't you just call it Zamrock? It's some form of rock, but Zambian. His name was Dr. Manasseh Piri. That's the guy who coined Zamrock.
In an interview I watched of you, you said that it's impossible for a composer to pick one song because every song has feelings and emotions attached to it.
It's like a carpenter. You may have nice planks and you make this furniture. You design it well. Once it's bought, it was good, but you have to look for another design from different pieces of wood. This is the same thing with music. Sometimes we think this is going to be a nice song, and the opposite is the case. Something you don't even think becomes most liked by the audience. It's the audience that decides which music is their favorite, which song is their favorite.
I kind of wanted to ask about your latest album, Zango. It's your sixth album with The Witch.
Oh, yes.
And from my understanding, Zango means a meeting place or a place to come together.
It's a rendezvous. But in my traditional setup, every village must have that zango. It's got different names according to the area where it's set. Zango is in northwestern province, one of the languages there. This is where Patrick comes from there. Our keyboard player, he comes from there. He's Luvale. So Lunda, Luvale, they speak that language, and that's where we got Zango. In my language, it would have been Insaka or somewhere else, Mbalasa. It's got different names, but it just means a rendezvous in a village setup where people meet for various things. Meetings, good meals after a nice hunt, or after a communal fishing or things like that. After that, the people meet there, and it's also for counseling youngsters who are about to get married or out to live in the society, things like that. So in this case, this is the musical zango. It's a musical rendezvous where we're preaching love, unity, and enjoyment.
I love that so much. And I think that that's such a fitting name, because you've got all these new collaborators, new parts of the Witch. And I wanted to ask about that as well, because I've heard you say in interviews before, music nowadays, they're heavily reliant on the computer, but the computer doesn't have that feel that a human would. So I wanted to ask what the experience was like recording this new latest album, how you've managed to mesh together the ways that you like to record music and the way that music is recorded now. How was that experience for you?
Oh, well, things have changed. Time has evolved, so has music. And then this is the combination of old guys like myself, Patrick, and then the youngsters who are very talented in the band. They have different ideas, and we sort of somehow old-fashioned and trying to fit in the new setup. But basically, the label asked that we could, if we could record in the same studio where Lazy Bones was done, so 30 something years plus ago. And of course, we were obliged. So the team came to Zambia, and we didn't have a lot of time to perfect a lot of things. So whatever we were able to do in 2 weeks, that's what we did. And there was another scare of the pandemic. So some people were worried that their travels would be cancelled because of the COVID and things like that. So some band members flew back to their respective countries. And one or two songs remained in Zambia for us to finish. This is where we also had to include Sampa the Great.
So Zango was recorded in 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks, actually.
Less than 2 weeks?
Yes.
Hey! Gee. I love the record so much. I can't believe that it was recorded in this, especially with all the components and the moving parts. It must have been a big effort.
Yeah, it was an effort, because we sent some ideas to each one before everyone came, and they had the rough idea of the songs, but we didn't have enough time. And then the studio was also almost obsolete, you know, because they dismantled and things. We had to bring someone from Europe to come and add a few parts for it to be workable. So that's why I'm saying it was even much less than two weeks to fix up the studio and then for the band to put the ideas together and record a few things. It was hard work, but it worked.
I guess it kind of fits the Witch aesthetic though, because I've heard in interviews that you've done that even back in the day when you guys first started in the early 70s, it was we're recording music fast. We get it done. We get in, we get out. So it kind of... It's still carrying on that Witch ethos, you know?
Somehow.
And I actually did want to ask about that as well, because I guess this is your first show in Aotearoa. You're doing...
Oh, yes.
Doing one in Auckland and Wellington. So your shows are stuff of legend, you know? There's been reports of 7-hour-long shows, people tearing through roofs to get to see the show.
You read that one.
I've read up on you, man. You're a legend. But I wanted to know, what should people coming to see these shows, what should they expect? What energy do you want them to bring to the show? How can they enjoy it and enjoy the Witch experience the best way?
They should just come open-minded. They are not too sure of what to expect, except what they have heard on the record. It might be slightly more than what they expect, because we are sizing each other. We haven't been here, so we're trying to say, what kind of show are we expecting and things like that? And the audience is saying, what kind of artists are these? You know, it's a sort of weighing matter. You know, I'm sure when we come the next time, there will be even more people coming to see the show, because they will have decided after seeing the band. I'm looking forward to it as well. It will be a nice experience.
I just want to thank you for your time and just say I'm so happy that you're coming, and I'll be at the show. I'll be there with all the energy.
That's the energy you're talking about. We have to have it.
We have to have the energy. I'm trying to tell these people.
It's a positive kind of energy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.